I know in my own area in Tullin that the power was out, but also there was trees down, and there was a tree down very close to my own home on the high road, as we call it, and it had brought down telephone wires as well. But it was something I was thinking about, I should cut it myself, but there was other wires to it. And then a neighbour came and we decided no, because it was too dangerous and it was very stormy. But the point being that you could get in touch with nobody. I was on the phone for an hour or maybe even longer at two or three occasions to try and get somebody from Ayr to tell them about this tree. I had to go and get cones to put them on the road to leave it safe. But I also raised the issue with the council. We don't have a protocol within the council when there's an emergency like this. And I have asked, and it's sad to say, but we have to 999. And I'm sure they'd be up to their eyes in stuff anyway when the storm is. But that who's we have to contact. In the past, and myself and my sons and different people have helped me out, we have cut the trees off the road that was blocking the road. But that's okay. Some of you, you don't have insurance, you don't have this and that. And there is people there to do it. So I was, it's a disgrace when you phone a company like Ayr and you can get no response, no answer. And the other point was when I said with this rollout of the broadband, there's billions being spent on the rollout of broadband, but actually they only ran it from pole to pole. They've run it through trees and through hedges. They didn't seem to care or monitor where they were putting these wires. Now these wires are all lying on the bloody road. So there's something amiss there with all this money that has been squandered. And now every time there's a storm, we're going to have outages. And that's to me, it's a national disgrace.
And we hear about you mentioned that rollout, and you know, like it's stopping people from maybe carrying out their daily business.
Yes, of course it is. We're talking about people working from home. Now they've no internet. We have no internet in our own house, no phone line. And older people, you've got to remember that their phones are linked up to their service that they need, you know, the panic button and that. And people feel vulnerable when they don't have their phone. A number of old people don't have mobile phones. And then when the power is out, they neither have phone nor electricity. So, something needs to be done to make sure that the situation is improved in relation to the rollout of the broadband and that. If you want to keep people at home and keep them in there working at home and keeping them in rural Leitrim and keeping them in rural Ireland, surely to God, they shouldn't have been putting the wires through the trees.